12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Brave the dark woods of folk horror with us in this Vaesen actual play, The Hidden North. Remember, 12-sided stories are always story-heavy, rules-light, and full of fright.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Hidden North, episode number 6. My name is Wes Otis. This is our Vaesen actual play, and I've got some amazing players, including the one and the only award-winning makeup aficionado, Candace the Magnificent. So we're going to start with Candace because of her big win. Tell us about your win first and then introduce your character. Candace.
Hi, I'm Candace, also known as Candace the Magnificent. My pronouns are they, she. I have recently won a Crit Award for Best Makeup and Costume. Very proud. And I am playing the Doctor, Hildegard Brunson, today, also they, she.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and my pronouns are she, her, and I'm playing Greta, the local academic who is just trying to figure it all out. All of it.
Hello, I am playing Steve, also pronouns she, her, and for myself. And we've been trying to process everything as well. I don't know if we're figuring anything out, but we're certainly going to try.
Hi, everyone. I am Piper. I use they, them pronouns. And I am playing Elizabeth Purse, who is the writer, who has a whole bunch of theories on what exactly is going on, and nothing's quite connecting just right for her yet.
Enjoying the show? Then take a moment to join our Patreon. Support the podcast and get early access to episodes and bonus content. Head to 12-Sided Stories Patreon today.
Great place for a recap. So last time we were together, you had wrapped up your investigation / horrible time at the cabin. There were a lot of rosary beads and a lot of disconcert. The police took over and you left and you went to the asylum. When you got to the asylum, you talked with Linnea, an older woman who sent you letters to come and join the society and study Vaesen. You found that there's some kind of rift between humans and Vaesen at this point. You then walked to Castle Gyllenkreutz, where you saw tiny faces up on the tops of buildings kind of watching you. So you know you're being followed. You know you're being watched. Unfortunately, Greta looked down a alleyway and saw the three children that went missing from the cabin I spoke of before. And they were like, where's our mom? Why don't you come with us? The rest of you couldn't see them. Finally, you made it to Castle Gyllenkreutz and you met Lucy, the first person to show up there. She's a sister, a nun. She's trying to clean up the place. She gave you a quick tour. She told you about Algot, the butler, who you have met in the future, but not in the present yet. That would happen later in the episode. Then you all started helping cleaning. I believe it was Hildegard who found a tooth underneath a couch. You then decided to go talk with Alcott. You are separated into two pairs, I believe. I believe that Greta and Hildegard are together, and Elizabeth and Steve are together. Greta and Hildegard decided to go down to the kitchen because younger Algot had come home with groceries and went straight down to the kitchen after briefly speaking to you. When he got downstairs, he was drinking, which Lucy mentioned several times, that he drinks a lot and has foibles. When you went down, he said, I know I've met you, I've known you died, and I don't know why. And that's where we ended last episode. All right, so we're going to pick up with Greta and Hildegard in the kitchen talking with Algot. He says this to you, and he takes a big swig, And he says, where do I know you from?
That's a long story.
Is this your tooth?
He goes, nope, that's not mine. And he opens his mouth and it's not pretty in there. It's a 19th century mouth, but he still has all his teeth. He goes, so you're saying that's relatively new? It's still got blood on it?
We found blood, fresh blood.
Do you think it's some kind of fairy ward or something? Some kind of weird thing? I mean, why would they be dealing with teeth?
Can I make a roll for that, being the academic?
Yeah. You both can if you'd like.
I'm trying to think.
You can make a logic and investigation roll.
Okay. One success.
Okay, so you know that there is legends from the Middle Ages about tooth fairies, but they usually take baby teeth. They don't tend to wrestle free molars, so of adults.
No, because those come in later too, yeah.
So you both wonder if there's a larger corpse somewhere around this place that you just found one thing, one little, I'll say, nugget of of a clue.
Hildegard crosses their arms, kind of making their already imposing figure more imposing, and looks at you, Greta.
Greta, I don't understand. Who would have dispatched this if Lucy has not been here? Who is doing this? Isn't that why we are here?
It is. I'm wondering, is someone lying or are they under a spell too? Or they, maybe they just don't know.
Perhaps we bring this to Sif?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I just look at Algot and I say, you're not crazy. You do know us. We have died, but we're here and we're trying to not do that again.
Because I had a dream. I was like watching a party and someone screamed. And then I ran and I found all of you in your different rooms, dead. And I don't have a gift like you all do, but I do see when things have been moved around, like that tooth being there. And he goes, with all these timelines overlapping that you're talking about, if you've been here before, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm dreaming the past, and this is just another loop. Could there be, I don't know, remnants from the past?
I think there can be. It makes sense. I'm sorry I don't have any more answers for you, but that's about where we're at. We don't have the answers either. That's what we're trying to find out.
Well, if you need anything, I'll do my best to help.
Okay, thank you.
Let's jump over to the other two, because you're going to go and meet with the other two at this point.
Right.
Steve and Elizabeth, what were you all doing? I know you had cleaned up your rooms a little bit, and then you were going to search for the library, or was it something else?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, we head towards the library.
Okay. So you notice that there's a lot of doors that are locked up, and Lucy points to a room that's on the first level towards the back of the castle. And she says, I believe that's the library back there, but I can't get the door open. You can give it a try, though. It's worth it if we can figure out a way to get in there. So you head to the door. It's a little bit of a bigger entryway than any of the others, kind of to show off a little bit. Very intricate carvings in the wood. Can you guys give me a observation and empathy?
I have got two successes.
I got none, so good. Very helpful, thank you.
Elizabeth, you're looking around the door, and it's locked tight. At the very bottom, you notice that there is a crack next to the door that's probably big enough for a mouse to go through, and a really small piece of paper.
Mm. Elizabeth kneels down, ruffling up her skirt so she can do so easily, and will reach out, grabbing for the piece of paper and unfolding it.
Okay. The paper's actually stuck to the wall.
Oh.
And it's about maybe an inch and a half across. And it's like a little square, almost like a post-it note, but very small.
Mm.
And when you pick it off the wall, on very small writing, it says, feck off.
Ah, I think Elizabeth looks down at this and shows it to Steve and says, I don't think anybody wants us in the library.
How small is the writing? Like,
pretty small.
Does it look like a...
like a 7 font. 0.7.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, incredible. Like a 7 font.
A 7 yeah. font, okay.
And it's literally F-E-C-K-O-F-F.
Incredible.
Well, I don't want to assume, but the size of this lovely handwriting... wait, is it handwriting or...
yes, it's handwritten.
Size of this handwriting is pointing towards one of our more compact basin friends, perhaps. Hopefully not fairies.
Maybe if we write them like a little note and pass it through or knock and see if anyone comes to the hole.
You know, the polite approach, we haven't done it much yet. So I think that's a good call. Let's see. They're obviously already not interested in talking to anyone. But what do you think? A note first or the knock first? I think the knock is going to be predictably not successful. That's just my thought.
Maybe a note and a knock to signal for the note.
At the same time. It's good. It's a very polite combo. I like this. I like this. Okay. Well, does any of us have a writing apparatus? I'm going to assume you do.
Yes, I've got my pen.
No, it's not in your inventory.
So it's like, well, time to use blood.
ooh, my favorite.
That might not end the way you want it to.
Why don't we say something like, sorry to bother you. We're guests in this incredible location. And we just want to help refurbish spot.
Good idea.
Something like that.
I think Elizabeth will write this word for word on a tiny little slip of paper that she rips out from their notebook. And kind of writing it down in also hopefully tiny font.
Okay.
And then ripping the edges very delicately and rolling it a little bit. She gets back down on the ground and knocks twice and slides the note through the hole.
Okay, so at this point, we're going to say that that's when Greta and Hildegard come into the hallway and find Elizabeth down on all fours trying to slide a piece of notepaper into a crack in the wall.
Should we ask questions or...?
It's all according to plan. It's all... going smoothly, don't worry.
Hey, we've all seen weirder.
Okay, speaking of weirder, Siv, what is this?
Hildegard opens their palm, and inside is this, like, bloody molar.
No one has been here, so who could have killed this thing?
Ooh, looks like it could be a ward, or something left over from a crime scene. Can I do a roll in seeing if I recognize? I guess it would be observation again.
Yeah, it'd be observation.
Yeah. Okay. Let's analyze. Make sure I have the right amounts. Let's switch out one die here because they let me down last time. Okay.
They let you down again?
Yes.
Okay.
What's the point of having five? Sorry. I guess I'm yelling at myself. Bad roll technique. Anyway, well, I don't know.
I'm going to let you succeed with a bit of a consequence instead of just outright fail. When you're looking at it, and Hildegard would have noticed this first, it definitely was not taken out with any medical or human way. It wasn't pulled out that way. If you take a closer look at it, it definitely was removed with some sort of fairy magic. So somebody's collecting teeth. They're probably in the house with you at this point. The only person you haven't shown the tooth to is Lucy, I believe. So she says she's been the only one that's living here. That's a lead you guys haven't followed up on. There might be somebody that visited or something. But right now, it definitely does not look like it was taken out in a human way. And right then, the note comes flying back out. He goes,
for fuck's sake.
And he walks out. And it's a brownie that's about, you know, maybe 4 inches, 5 inches tall.
Did you not read my sign? It's right there. It says feck off. Why didn't you feck off?
Pleasure to meet you. Hi. I understand you want us to feck off. Unfortunately, we need just a little tour, maybe to help out. Little look-see, if you don't mind, in the library.
Kind of peers at you. And goes,
where you from?
Where am I from?
Aye, that's right. That's what I asked.
Ireland?
So you're not British?
No.
Well, that's good. They're the worst.
I know.
Well, it's a mess in here, but I'll let you come in.
Walks over.
Help me up to the lock so I can let you in.
Oh, of course. Elizabeth will get down and offer the hands clasped together and lift.
He walks into the lock and you hear it click open. And then he comes out.
All right, it's open. Go on.
Do you mind if my friends come in too?
Aye, as long as none of them are crown kissers.
I'm Swedish.
Okay, what about the other two?
I am not Swedish, no.
And you?
I'm not British.
Aye, that's good. Now, you can come in.
Good old nationalism.
Back then? Fuck yeah. Yeah. It opens up, and there's this huge library. Stacks of books all over the place. It's a disaster. There's lots of cobwebs and dust and all this stuff. And you can tell there are several little spots all over that have been clean. And there are probably four or five. They look like almost like sparrows, but they have on tiny glasses and they seem to have some way of being able to manipulate with their wings these little brooms. And the second you come in, they just scatter and disappear.
Wait, wait, they're fine. Just keep cleaning for fuck's sake.
And then some of them come back and start cleaning again.
All right, what do you need?
Well, I'll ask you, how can we help?
Well, I need some bird seed for my workers. I gotta pay them. And I wouldn't mind a little scotch. I can't find any in this bleeding castle.
Hildegard takes out a flask from inside their jacket pocket and pours a little cap and sets it in the brownie.
He takes a big gulp because...
Ah, that's wonderful. Look, I could use your help cleaning up around here. That's what I need. I don't know any of the locals, and the humans I've met haven't been the greatest. That's why I put up the sign.
Hildegard, like, studies him for a second and then just, like, shoves their hand with the tooth.
Do you know anything about this? Does this belong to you or your friends?
Are you crazy? We can't put that in our mouth. That's way too big.
Did you do something to someone? Harm someone?
If I was going to harm someone, I'd do it with like a hammer and axe. And if I knocked their teeth out, they probably deserved it.
Do you know who might steal teeth?
I know some people that would do it, but I don't know them personally. The Vason around here seems so angry. And there's a lot of troll magic in the air.
Yes, troll magic. And you also mentioned hammers, though. I'm wondering if you know any other trolls with hammers that might have been part of the angry Vason in the area of late. That's kind of a running theme we've got right now.
Look, I got here in about 3 years ago, and I was looking for a new place to clean up. I wanted to get away from all the English people that were around that was moving up to my lands and bugging me with their constant teetotaling. Anyway, I took this place on because I heard it needed some help. But as you can see, it's way bigger than the barns and cottages I would usually help out. And there's only one of me. Usually I have a bunch of people. The sparrows have been nice, but the rest of the Vason, the fairies and whatnot, they don't want anything to do with this place, except for to haunt it somehow. They're strange, so I've kind of kept my distance from them and tried to do what I can do by myself. No, I've never seen a troll before. I've never even seen one. I wouldn't even know what they look like.
I would imagine they'd be quite noticeable, but...
Sure, but I've heard they're really big, but you're all really big to me. What's the difference between a big human and a big troll? I don't know.
Well, if no trolls, perhaps have you heard? I respect your solitude and your hard work. It's looking at the sparrows doing their damnedest. It's looking amazing.
Ah, you Swedish lie so sweetly.
Well, you know, when you try to make a friend.
It's a huge place and it's not a barn and there aren't 50 of us, you know?
Steve looks to companions here and she's like, well, we can definitely lend some manpower to this. I'm not sure how excited people are to clean, but I'd say it's the least we can do.
Like they say, many hands make short work.
I can go see if I can find that bird seed as well. And then I'll be back to help clean
Hildegard cracks their knuckles and, like, adjusts her apron.
Okay, I will just go back to doing what I was doing. Maybe I find some new things.
Okay, so this is going to be a great time for everybody, except Elizabeth, who we're going to deal with in a moment. Everybody, as you're cleaning, I want you to make 3 either investigation or observation rolls using logic or empathy. I'll let you decide which one you want to do. So just pick whichever one works best for you, but you need to make 3 rolls and record any successes for those 3 rolls. While they're doing that, Piper, what is Elizabeth doing?
Elizabeth is going to attempt to try and find some birdseed. I think first person that they're going to go to is try to find Lucy and inquire with her to see if she knows if we have any.
You find Lucy in the main entryway, and it has been because Greta and Hildegard were helping. It's looking better. And she goes, birdseed, I think we do have some down in the basement. There's a lot of stuff down there. They took everything out of the gardening shed, which I think that's where the birdseed was originally during the last winter. I don't know how new the birdseed is, though. It might be kind of old at this point. I don't think it's been really used. You could also just run down to the market. It's just a couple blocks away.
Well, not really a basement, lass. So I think I'll go to the store. Very much appreciated, though. Also, definitely need fresh birdseed. Thank you.
No problem. And right then, there's a knock on the door. And Lucy goes, oh, give me just a moment. And she opens the door. And standing there are 4 more nuns. And she's all like, sisters, what are you doing here? And they go, oh, we wanted to look around and see. Lucy goes, what about Mother Superior? She told us not to come here. And you're here. Isn't she going to... I mean, I'm taking a risk as it is. And you all shouldn't be here. And they're like, well, we just wanted to look around. And she's out doing stuff. She's not going to notice we're gone. It's like, okay. Come in. We'll do a tour. And she looks at you and goes, all right, dearie. We'll see you later. I'm going to give my sisters a look around.
I don't know if that's such a good idea right now, Lucy. I mean, the place is quite the, you know, sisters. And Elizabeth will turn to her and say, it's such a pleasure having you here today. I know you've probably walked quite a long way. But the place is still in a bit of a state. And, you know, we'd love to show you around when it's a bit cleaner. So maybe we can schedule another time.
Can you give me a manipulation roll with empathy?
I would love to. Elizabeth doesn't want them here.
They do have bad habits.
Ah.
Just did psychic damage to Saint.
Unfortunately, Elizabeth is not very convincing. I have not rolled any successes.
Lucy goes, oh, they've seen worse. It's fine. By the time you get back, we will have probably cleaned up another room. They're here, so I can make them at least help. And then, in a low voice that they can all hear, Lucy says, don't worry. They can't see any of the vase in any way. So if there's some about, it's no big deal. And you know everyone heard that. And then they all go off in a group up the stairs, and you just watch them go. What do you want to do?
Elizabeth notes this down in her little notebook, saying that Lucy's giving tours to nuns as a discussion point to bring up later. And I think Elizabeth will leave and go to the store.
Okay, so we'll get back to you. The rest of you, how did your rolls go? Let's start with Michelle. How many successes did you get?
Out of 3 rolls of 7 dice each roll, I got 2 successes.
Still, that's good. Candace, how much did Hildegard get?
3 dice rolls, 6 dice each, 1 success.
It's on brand. Saint, how many did you get?
3. I got 1 success too. So let's cut to the chase.
We have 4 successes altogether. I'm going to say that you've discovered 4 different things as you're working your way through. We'll start with Saint. What subject do you think you'd be most interested in finding something out about?
I would be looking for things about forest-based effigies.
Okay. As you look around, you see that this place has a ton of natural history books. There are first editions, brand new books, because this was the time that they were finding dinosaur bones and they thought they weren't sure what they were. So they were putting different dinosaurs together and all that stuff. So like newer books, you're finding some of them. And as you're finding some of those books, you're also making a mental note of, hey, wait a minute, how is this in here? Because it's a little too new. You do find some older books on these forest effigies, and leaving a stick baby behind, especially with human organs, they're not supposed to stay that way. They're supposed to form into a baby and replace the baby that was stolen. So the organs that were left behind will magically grow into the sticks, and instead of actual bones, it's more of a mixture of flesh and wood. Now, this could mean a couple things. The figures that you found did not have time to form into fully fleshed out changelings, or something's wrong with the magic. There's also mention of things that they hang in the woods, the little trinkets and things like that. Those are definitely words that are meant to keep people out, especially humans, especially Christians. So that's what you learned from that. Okay, I'm going to jump over to Candace. Candace, what subject do you think Hildegard would be on the lookout for the most as they're cleaning?
I don't know. I think like they're most curious about the state of this castle and like what's going on within it. So I imagine just general Vason information is what they'd be looking for. Like, especially with this tooth, as a medical professional, it's not normal to just find random parts places, especially without a trail of blood. So I think that they're just kind of squicked by this entire situation.
You do find some things about tooth fairies, which is the most logical explanation for someone taking a tooth out. You do find an odd book written by a name you've heard before. It's another book by Sister Efcut, but this time it's talking about different Vason. And in it, it talks about that she doesn't use the word enforcers, but she says that tooth fairies are sometimes used as weapons against humans. And so it's very important that they're the first ones that you eradicate. This is a book that came out after the one you already have, later during her lifetime in the 1700s. She wrote that first book about the dangers of Vason in the modern age, and then she wrote this book later. The difference between the two books is the first book is a Catholic book. It was published by the Catholic Church. The second one was published by the Society. So that's the information, that's what you kind of find. If you want to take more time and read through the book, you might get some more insight down the road.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely plan to do that. They kind of tuck it away and get cleaning and just try to choose their moment. Do we hear the nuns like in the other part of the castle?
No, they went upstairs. You hear voices. So you do know they're there. You just don't know that they're nuns.
Okay. I think Hildegard holds off on saying anything because this book is advocating for the eradication of a certain type of Vason, and we're like helping. So I think Hildegard just kind of keeps that information to themselves, but kind of shoots a glance over to Greta and Steve with like a we need to talk later kind of look.
Great. Michelle, what subject, or if you want, because you got two successes, subjects, would you like?
Something about troll magic, specifically reversing troll magic. And something about time magic.
So you can pick a second one because troll magic and time magic are the same magic. Troll magic deals with time. So if you wanted to pick a second thing, you can.
Something more about Sister Efka and her mission.
Okay, let's start with the troll magic. There is a lot on troll magic. One of the things that you find is it takes an immense amount of energy to change any amount of time. And it does state, it reaffirms that it's possible that this tooth came from a different timeline. And as you're reading through it, and you think about the tooth and the fact that all of you were slammed in the head with an implement, It's possible it's your tooth, not yours specifically, but one of yours.
But one of ours, yeah.
That got knocked out in one of the loops. So what that tells you is the magic is vulnerable. The amount of energy that they're expelling is massive, and you might be able to find the source at some point. Right now, it hasn't made itself clear, but there is a way to counteract it. And you also know that it's area-based. So the whole world is not in a time loop. It's only Uppsala, which makes it very strange for people who are traveling to the town. They feel like they've been here before, and that things aren't in the places that they remember, or that something's off.
So it's all of Uppsala. It's not just the castle.
Yeah, it's all of Uppsala. Because if you remember when you went into the future, you could hear Uppsala, and it was a much more modern city. The city is within its own bubble of time. Okay, what was your second question?
The second one was about Sister Efka and her mission. I want to know, basically, is there a weird cult that's formed that is trying to eradicate Vason?
Find anything about a weird cult. You were told about an apocalyptic event between the Vason and the Society. Many of the castles and locations of the Society fell during this eruption of violence from the Vason. None of that seems to be connected to a cult or anything resembling a conspiracy against the Society. That doesn't mean that one can't exist. Vason have always had trouble with Christianity, and the church has always had trouble with Vason.
Yeah, because I'm curious as to, I mean, Christianity's been around a long time. Not as long as Vason, but around a long time. But everyone has managed to coexist. What has changed?
The thing that you've noticed, all of you have noticed, especially when Hildegard fed the mother the fairy stew, both before and after Sister Efka, a definite fairy decimation. And these books literally talk about getting rid of Vason. It is not good. All right, so all of you help clean up, and amazingly, you are much faster than sparrows. And the brownie's like,
oh, this is so nice. It's so much better in here. I mean, we still have a lot to do, but you helped a bit, and I appreciate it. I really do. I enjoyed the whiskey, definitely. So if you need to come in, there's a key over there. You can use the key.
There's a little table next to the door where the key sits on. Is there anything else you want to do while you're in the library? Any other questions before I jump back over to Elizabeth? Or do you want me to jump over to Elizabeth and you all can think about what you want to do next?
Thinking time, please.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Elizabeth, so at this point, it's probably later in the day. It's not dark yet, but the sun is starting to go down. You're at the market. It's easy enough to find. It's an open air street with a bunch of stalls and stuff, and you're at the little general store that has a lot of different things, and you're buying a thing of birdseed, and the clerk goes, you're new here, aren't you? I haven't seen you in Uppsala before. I know all the people.
Elizabeth smiles and nods to the clerk and says, I'm new. I just came into town with some friends today, actually.
Oh, where are you staying?
We're just staying quite nearby. There's a castle over there.
Gillenkreutz?
Hi. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, here's your bird seed. Have a good visit.
Thank you. Have you met anyone from Castle Gillenkreutz before?
No one that I would talk to. They all seem, I mean, the ones that, there's been issues with Gillenkreutz in the city. We've been hoping that maybe it would turn into more of a landmark, like so many other castles, than a place that people stay.
What issues have you been having, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, there's been some disappearances lately.
Really?
And we think it's because of the activities that happen at the castle.
Mm.
It's the only thing we can figure out.
All right, well, I appreciate you letting me know.
Be careful.
Of course. Hope to see you again.
I'm here Almost every day.
Right, and sorry, what's your name?
It's Jack.
Nice to meet you, Jack. Elizabeth.
Nice to meet you. But when he says it, there's an edge of not nice to meet you there. You're like, oh, okay.
It's like, all right. Okay. Well, thank you. And Elizabeth will take the bird seed and trot on back to Castle Gillenkreutz.
Okay. By the time you get back, the tour has wrapped up and the sisters are all heading out the front door. Unless the other three would like to meet with the sisters, they're on their way out. And you show back up about as the last ones end. They're like, oh, hi, Elizabeth. It was nice to meet you. Hope to see you at church. Bye. Door shuts and Lucy's all like, oh, that was so nice. Did you find the bird seed?
Oh, I did. You seem so familiar with them. You do this often.
They come by every once in a while. And yeah, I know them all. They're all from, you know, Uppsala's not that big. And there's not a ton of nuns. We know all each other.
Can I ask why?
Why what, dear?
Why are you giving them tours?
It's a nice old castle. Oh, do you think it's wrong?
I'm fully just like scrutinizing her the entire time that I'm asking her questions, being like, I don't trust you. It is an old castle. I just didn't think that nuns might have an interest in a place that has a lot of basin activity.
Like, you know, Mother Superior doesn't want any of them to come here, but I don't see the harm. I see the basin. They don't. So they just see an old castle.
Have you asked the basin if it's okay?
Are there basin living here?
I mean, we've seen at least one.
Really? Where?
Around. Just doing things, passing notes between cracks and doorways. Might not be the best idea to bring nuns here, Lucy.
Well, if you don't think it's a good idea, I don't want to upset anyone. I will tell them to stay away from right now. But nuns aren't bad. I mean, you trust me, right?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Sure. Sure. I would like to use my observation skill as I'm having this conversation just to...
Absolutely.
Scrutinize the facial expressions. All right.
You squint those eyes. You squint them good.
Pro squinter.
Oh, that's three successes right there.
She seems put off, but she's hiding it very well. She also seems, when you said, oh, we met a vase in here, that definitely, like, she's like, where? And you didn't tell her. And now she's curious about that. And you could tell she wants to remove herself from this conversation. She's kind of backing up and like, well, I'll make sure that they don't come back. You don't necessarily believe that.
Oh, I definitely. I would also love, is it the exact same tour that you gave us?
I mean, yeah, I just showed them upstairs. Oh, okay. I didn't show them your rooms or anything. I just showed them upstairs and I showed them the kitchen and all of that. You know, just the house.
Yeah, of course, because it's lovely to see an old castle that's in need of a clean. All right, I'm going to go and do some things with this birdseed. You have a lovely time, Lucy. And I think Elizabeth will side shuffle off and quickly trot up the stairs.
So you crab your way out of there. And I'm going to say at this point, all of you meet up in the library as you're finishing up and you feed the birds. You guys probably have notes you want to talk about.
And I do want to ask the good brownie his name. Is he still here?
No, he has taken whatever whiskey he can and has disappeared. So you will have to ask him at another time. But the birds are here and very much into the seed.
I'll participate in that. I've got ranged combat, so maybe I'm like
throwing it up.
It's like, hey, get him.
Hildegard, when we're in like a clear area, takes out the book and puts it on the table.
Apparently fairies, tooth fairies, should be the first to be eradicated, which feels like very forceful language. I don't see why we can't work alongside some of these things. Maybe ask them why they are doing what they are doing.
Yeah, as disgusting and horrible as fairies are, yeah, it might be better to try not murdering them if we interact with some.
Yeah, I mean, we have lived beside Vason for centuries. Why eradicate them? I don't understand.
Aye.
Does the book say something about them being dangerous?
Well, I mean, you know, just from your general studies that there are Vason that are just straight up dangerous.
Yeah, there are humans who are too.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. Like there are undead that are dangerous, that are considered Vason, but they're specifically like humans that had problems living. And then when they died, they took on the vestige of a ghost or whatever of a Vason. It's not a black and white thing where it's like they're evil or they're good. You've got fairies that are fine and usually live long, like Michelle said, are fine. But there is something that has upset the balance. And it seems to be tied to the castle, the nuns, and you all.
How long has Lucy been here again?
She says a couple of days.
I think that's a lie. I don't know. I definitely know that Elizabeth is going to talk all about what happened and that Lucy has been apparently giving nuns tours, or at least this might be the first one, but saying, I personally don't think it's such a good idea, just in case there's...
Do we know if this is the first tour she has given since getting here?
It is not.
So this tooth could have come from outside visitors.
Potentially. Also, if she's only been here for a few days.
Well, I tell you about the troll magic and that the tooth could be one of ours.
Could be.
Oh.
But we don't know.
Right.
I look at Siv. Is there a way to tell if this belongs to us? With your occult knowledge? I tend to be more of a person of science, but science is...
Could we just look in mouths?
Just magic realized.
I was going to say, perhaps one of us has a distinctive tooth shape. We don't even need my bags of bones and dust and whatnot. Can we look at that tooth again?
Sure.
I'm assuming there was nothing. Yeah.
Okay. Hildegard takes it out of the little pouch in their apron and pries their thumb and forefinger to pry the side of their mouth open and hold the tooth up like in front of their mouth to so that everyone can look. I don't think it's mine.
No, it is not.
Should we go in a circle then? And I just reach for the tooth.
I think so.
All right.
Because we can tell what, like, it's an incisor or whatever, right? Mm. Is it a molar?
Yeah, it's a molar.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to... Ah! Does it look like a match?
It's not Sieves.
Okay, I'll try next. Then Elizabeth will hold their mouth open and pair it.
It's a pretty close match to Elizabeth.
It's mine?
It looks pretty close.
Well, if I ever lose it, I got another one, I guess, but...
Do you want to hold on to it?
No. Does anyone else want to hold on to my tooth?
Yes.
Oh, okay, here you go, Hildegard.
I do not feel comforted by this revelation that it's your tooth.
No, neither do I, considering we know what happened, so maybe get that out of there.
Well, I think we can take comfort in one thing. From what I was reading, it shows that there are weak spots in the troll magic.
Hmm.
If there's still a remnant here from a previous loop, it means that something is weakening.
Hmm. Would it perhaps be tied to the spot we found the tooth in? It was a couch, right? Under a couch? Perhaps you should not sit on any couches, Elizabeth, for the rest of the time we're here.
Okay.
Just as a base level precaution.
Only Shea lounges.
Yes. And love seats.
All right, I'll avoid the couch. And that room. Yeah. Okay.
So I actually think that this is a good place to stop. Because the next, we're kind of at a point where it's just a good place to stop. And then we can continue on with the investigation in the next episode. Thank you all so much for being here and playing. I always enjoy the questions and the figuring out what everything's going on. Let's find out where all of you are at. Let's start with Saint.
Hello, I am Saint or Saint Spider. I've been pretty off social media. You know this by now if you're listening to the show. So the same deal applies. You can find my dead Twitter account on the dead website of Twitter. And that is at Saint Spider TV, S-A-I-N-T-S-P-I-D-E-R TV. And I will revive it when Musk is gone.
Hi, everyone. I've been Piper, playing Elizabeth Purse today. And you can find me on Twitter sometimes at Maddie Matihi. That's MattyMatteehee. Sometimes I forget how to spell it, but we got it. You can also find me biweekly on my channel, Matihi, on Twitch with Candace as well, as we play What We Do in the Shallows. It is a queer pirate adventure. Very fun, very gay, very exciting. So you can find me in those lovely places and also here.
Hi, I'm Candace. You can find me at the Candace Marie on Twitter and Blue Sky, at Candace Magnificent everywhere else. As Piper said, you can see me every other week in What We Do in the Shallows. You can also hear me over on Bloom and Blight, as well as The Albright, two podcasts that are, one is an EP and one is an audio drama based on a D&D campaign, as well as several other awesome things that are coming out in the future. So please go ahead and check my socials if you want to hear more.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and you can find me on the socials at Michulhu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can also find my music and Wes's amazing sound effects on DriveThruRPG.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games on all of the different socials. You can find our show at 12sidedstories.com, all written out one word, .com. Or you can find us on all the socials at the number 12 and then Sided Stories. We're on all the different ones. So whatever billionaire irks you the least, you can find us somewhere. If you want to help out the show, become a Patreon member. That is a huge help. If you can't do that, then give us a shout out on your social media or give us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Either one of those helps out a lot. Oh, and join our Discord. We love people coming by and saying hello. So we will be back next week with more Vaesen. Until then, have a great week. Bye, everybody. Bye.